toll free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line for you as we launch an hour number one of another week of fun and excitement here on Free Talk Live. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Now then, Saturday night, we brought you some breaking news about our friend Lauren Canario. She had been arrested by the federal government outside of the household of Ed and Elaine Brown. Now, Gardner, had you gotten any wind of this over the weekend?
No, I didn't hear about this at all. I knew about the other guys, and they're being prosecuted right now, but I didn't hear about Lauren.
Lauren had gone down because Ed Brown was, again, we're talking about Ed and Elaine Brown. They are currently in their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. A couple in their early 60s, they've been found guilty, supposedly, in a federal court for some tax evasion charges. Anyway, Ed and Elaine don't want to go to jail because they've never harmed anyone in their lives, and so, or at least they've not been brought up on charges for hurting anyone. They've been brought up on tax charges. And so Ed and Elaine have made it clear to the feds that if the feds try to come after them, that they're simply going to shoot back because they don't want to go to jail. And so they've been holed up in their home for almost an entire year now, and throughout this whole process of them being in their home, friends and other interested parties have been coming by to visit them and to talk with them and maybe bring them some food and bring them supplies and,
yeah.
and show
they
support.
They can't leave.
Right, and show support for them. Well, they could leave, but then they'd risk
right.
encountering the feds.
Likely.
And so earlier this summer, there was a little concert that they put together. And it happened on a Saturday, and it started at noon. It went all day, and the feds hovered over it with a helicopter for quite a while and spent all your tax money on helicopter gas.
Right.
And who knows how many feds they paid to be out there that day.
They could have made some money by giving people rides, maybe make it a carnival thing.
Yeah, well, they pay us all back, the taxpayers.
Yeah, really.
This weekend, they were going to be at it again. At the Brown household, they were going to be having another concert, and I was not able to make it myself. I went to the last one. This time I had to go down to Boston for the Massachusetts Cannabis Festival.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I couldn't go, but apparently a number of people attempted to go and were turned around by a federal roadblock that had been placed on a public road. Now, you think that in America, that in this so-called free country that we have, you'd be able to travel down a public road that you and I have all paid for with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
But not apparently when the federal government decides it wants to take control of the road. And that's what they did. They set up a roadblock with approximately 20 federal marshals, U.S. marshals. They were checking the papers and the intentions of every individual who was who wanted to drive down that road. I mean, just that on its own is shocking enough. The idea that the federal government has set up a roadblock somewhere in America that isn't the border, right? I mean, you're kind of used to the idea of seeing border guards and that sort of thing next to the border and in the vicinity of the border. But
yeah.
This is in the middle of little old Plainfield, New Hampshire. And they were handing out paperwork to everybody that went by. They were handing out a warning, a written warning that essentially said that if you went on Ed Brown's property, you'd be in violation of some court order or something like that, or you'd be in violation of, you know, XYZ federal law. And so that's what happened with Lauren and her husband, Jim. They were driving out to go and visit the Ed Brown residence for the concert that day.
Yeah.
They came across this federal checkpoint, and they were handed this piece of paper. Well, they turned around, and they went down the they went back down the hill to talk about it, and that's where.
So they didn't push against these guys. They turned around to talk about it. They didn't cause any sort of ruckus with them. They said, "Okay."
Well, they went back to talk about it. And Lauren, at that point, she was talking to her husband. She said she wanted to just walk through the woods. He talked her out of that. He said, "If you do that, they're going to shoot you."
Yeah.
And because Lauren wanted to go and visit Ed Brown,
right?
And she's really not much for following orders,
okay.
especially ones given to her by the feds.
Yeah. She thinks she's free.
Right, crazy old Lauren thinks she's
crazy.
A free lady. So she decided, like a free person would do, that she would just simply walk down the road. Maybe she'd visit Ed Brown's house, maybe she wouldn't. At this point, she decided she just simply wanted to take a walk down this nice road that we've all paid for and we should all be able to use. So that's what she did. Her husband did not accompany her. He wasn't interested in getting arrested or dealing with the feds because he's just not as cool and collected under pressure as she is.
Yeah.
And so he stayed back while she took her video camera and began walking towards the police.
Mm.
And that's where I'll pick it up in her words. This is posted at nhfree.com.
Oh, wow. They've got the video and everything?
On the form. No, you'll find out what happened to the video camera here in a moment.
Boy.
But she is free. So she was arrested Saturday and then released Saturday, and we'll give you what happened in between the arrest and the release.
Mm-hmm.
Lebanon jail story, part one, from Lauren. She says, at the roadblock on Center of Town Road, I walked past the state police, the county sheriff, but the fat U.S. Marshal asked, where are you going? Taking a walk, I answered. Numerous police started shouting at me. The fat marshal with no name tag put his hands on my shoulders. Another grabbed my video camera. Someone grabbed my hands from behind and started handcuffing me. I sat down to keep about four guys with guns from pushing me around. They got the handcuffs on about the time that I was laying on the ground. They carried me to the county sheriff's car, dragged me inside, and buckled the seatbelt. They gave me notice I'd be video recorded while I was in the car. He didn't notice there was a clipboard between me and the camera. On the drive out, the two-car convoy I was in saw Jim following them. They took a hard right to shake him, but they turned directly into the path of a second police car. Luckily, we didn't get T-boned by them.
Mm.
On the drive into Lebanon, a city police car came toward us with blue lights and a siren, a.k.a. Code 2. We pulled over, and he whipped around to talk to us. Do you want to go Code 2 to the station? Said Mr. Blue Light. Nah, we don't need to, said my driver. Follow me, says Mr. Blue Light, and takes off with lights and sirens on the wrong side of the road. I guess we're going Code 2. Sheesh. No wonder they put a seatbelt on me. I wonder how they would drive if it was an emergency.
Wow.
They were just transporting her.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. This is part two. As I was lying on the ground at the roadblock, one of the police said, look out. She likes to get out of handcuffs. She has small wrists. I guess they watch YouTube. See, that's referencing a video that that I shot and she edited of her and another activist getting arrested for a protest at the IRS building here in Keene. When they put handcuffs on her, she was able to slip out of them because her hands and her wrists are just simply so small, they had to get, like, the kitty cuffs.
These guys are doing their homework.
They have kitty cuffs?
Yeah.
I guess. And so they must be watching our YouTube videos together, intel on us. She says, at the station, they dragged me to the booking cell, read my rights, and asked me to sign stuff. Mr. Monnier, this is the head of the U.S. Marshals in New Hampshire,
yeah.
Stephen Monnier, came out to talk to me. I guess I was smirking, and he said, this isn't a game, Miss Canario. There are lives at stake. Yeah, I thought, you're the one staking your lives out. I kept quiet and didn't sign anything.
Good for her.
And I have to say that from the experiences we've had, the activists have had in New Hampshire here with the Free State Project, some of them have been arrested, and those who have refused to sign anything have had very strange things happen. And I'll explain what happened to her here in a moment. And
yeah.
I just find what happened to her just surreal.
Mm.
So she didn't sign anything. The local police knew I hadn't been searched and asked the feds to search me. You search her, they answered. We haven't got a female agent, they said. So they brought out Brandy, the police dispatcher. I didn't hold my arms out like she asked. So in an interjurisdictional masterpiece, the fat federal agent held me by the armpits while the local dispatcher went through my pockets. After a few hours, another arrestee came in for drunk driving, and they drugged me to a different cell. The fat fed tried to twist my wrist behind me to make me stand, but I guess he didn't have a tight grip, and I slipped to the floor. You see, you have to understand about Lauren Canario. She doesn't participate with the police.
They have to carry her anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's not going to help them do their jobs. So if they want her to do something, they're going to have to just sort of manhandle her until they can get her into the position that they need to get her into.
Right.
She says, in the back cell, I found a pebble on the floor and scratched NHtree.com on the door. About 6 p.m., the fat fed gave back the contents of my pockets, but kept the video camera as evidence.
Of course.
I took it as evidence that they didn't want that arrest video out on YouTube tonight. They opened the cell door. Stephen Monnier showed up at my cell and told me they were releasing me and to come this way, right out here. Okay, you can leave the cell. Follow me this way. Come on, let's go. She says, I just stood there. The local police will charge you with trespassing if you don't leave the cell. He called the local police over. Look, lady, we don't have a beef with you. We're just holding you for the U.S. Marshals, and now they said you can go. We'd like you to leave now. They left the door open and then went out to regroup. I walked out into the booking room, and the marshals and the police made a path and opened doors for me out to the lobby. There, Monnier said I was under court order to stay away from the Browns, that he was keeping the video camera, and they'd be contacting me in the future. I didn't hear any charges. I guess their prosecutor was advised them that charging someone walking down a road wouldn't make a good case. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note,
will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard. And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the website are totally free, including updates. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you will know it first. If you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or a limited liability company. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, that's code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
freetalklive.com. Now, we just finished telling you a little story from our friend Lauren Canario, who was arrested by the federal government over the weekend for attempting to drive down a public road. Well, actually, she wasn't even driving. She was, she wasn't trying to drive down. She was trying to walk down a public road. And it just happened to be that the public road was in the vicinity of Ed and Elaine Brown's home.
Likely she was headed to Ed and Elaine's Brown's
home. That was probably the case, but the Fed certainly didn't know that for a fact. And is that something that the federal government can do? The Feds have placed a ban on people going to the Ed Brown household. Is that within their power? I mean, I understand they got guns and they can pretty much do whatever it is that they want to, but is that constitutional at all that they can say, okay, here is an area of America that you cannot travel, even though everyone can travel nearby it and it's not any different, it's not like it's a federal facility or something like that. It's not like it's a secure area, it's a piece of property that people are allowed to come and visit. Can they do that?
Well, I don't see that they couldn't.
Is this just might makes right? Is that all this really is? Or is there some constitutional provision?
Imagine for a second that Ed and Elaine were murderers, that they chop people up on a regular basis and put them in their freezer.
Okay.
I don't think that I would have a problem with them, and they were holed up in their home in the same way that they currently are. I don't think I would have a problem with them, stopping people from aiding and abetting this, you know, group of murderers. They're not. Now, I don't agree with the way Ed and Elaine have been charged, and you know they haven't done anything to anyone,
right?
But I don't see that you can't stop somebody from aiding and abetting.
Yeah, this makes a great assumption about intent. You know, they don't know her intent about walking down that road. They're making very great assumptions. She is not committing any crime by walking down the road.
Right.
She isn't doing anything malicious. If she were to cross over onto their property, then perhaps there would be a statutory question regarding the fact that they are convicted felons, and maybe they would come up with a statute aiding and abetting a convicted felon or something like that. Even then, you don't know. If they've got some sort of cease and desist order against someone like that, again, you have to know intent before you can really carry out anything.
Right.
So walking down that road does not indicate that she's ready to break any crime. She's not breaking any law. She's not breaking any law by walking down that street at all. And there is certainly no curfew on that particular street that could be imposed by the federal government, and not one that's been imposed by the local government.
Well, what you're not looking at here on the intent issue is intent would have to be proven by a jury of her peers. So it's not... we don't know because she was walking down. I mean, it's Lauren Canario. They know who she is. They know she's an hour and a half from her house. They know that she has been to Ed and Elaine Brown's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you can come up with a reasonable doubt, or you can say beyond a reasonable doubt that Lauren Canario was likely heading to Ed and Elaine Brown's.
But there's But how is that a crime though?
Aiding and abetting, in the same way that if she
is
crossed...
aiding and abetting to go and talk with some people that are wanted by the feds?
Well, I don't know. It would be interesting. I'd love to talk to my brother about this. I don't know if he's ever dealt with anything like this because he's an attorney, but he has a general practice. And I don't know if going to meet with someone, if you're not even bringing anything, if you were to get frisked or something like that, it'd be drawn through just verbal conversational meetings would be considered aiding and abetting, but there must be some statute that they could come up with to stop her, at least at his property. There I could see legally that they could make some sort of argument to stop her from going in there. I don't know.
I suppose the legal argument would be that, they've been found guilty, and therefore we are able to seize their property, and so technically we have seized this property in court, even though Ed and Elaine are still sitting in the home.
Yeah.
The feds could say, well, we've seized the property, therefore it's now federal land, and you can't go on it.
Hmm.
I could see that as being their position, but nonetheless, it's still just a despicable position to come from.
Well,
it is sad that the feds can just take a piece of property and turn it into a federal zone and then start checking people's papers in order to allow them to drive on a road that happens to abut that zone.
Now, granted, they used their muscle, but they did drop the charges. I mean,
there never were any charges.
Well, they did not charge her then. So
right, because they had nothing.
Well, I think that you could show something.
What do you mean?
I think you can show an intent to a jury of peers.
Why didn't they charge her then?
I don't know.
Because they were being nice?
Well,
maybe it's because
it wasn't that great of a case.
Well, maybe they didn't want to deal with having Lauren Canario around, having to carry her from place to place. Maybe that was a factor.
Maybe
they
didn't hurt.
Maybe they gave her up for that reason. She wouldn't sign any of their paperwork, and that might have been a factor as well, because usually in the papers that you sign when you are put into jail, they have very explicit agreements that say, okay, yeah, we'll let you out on bail, but you have to agree to obey all of our rules and our laws and stuff.
Right, they just backed away and let her walk out.
Exactly. They opened all the doors.
In a very weird way.
Very surreal. They opened all the doors for her, and they said, okay, you can go now. She didn't move anywhere, because that's just how she is. She doesn't do what people tell her to do. And then they said, look, you either leave or we're going to charge you with trespassing at this point. And they opened all the doors and backed away, and they let her out. Just a totally bizarro situation. I think they knew they didn't have anything. They were just harassing somebody. And this is what they can do. They know that she's probably not going to file a lawsuit against them, so it's all said and done, except they still have her video camera. Now, what's going to happen with that, I'm not sure. I don't know if she'll ever see it again.
I think we can make a pretty good guess that she will not.
But nonetheless, if more develops here, we will certainly keep you informed. As of tomorrow morning, both Lauren and another activist, Kat Canning, are expected to be protesting yet again here in the Keene IRS office, and I'll be out there to videotape it, so I'll let you know what happens.
All right.
With that. In the meantime, let's go to the phones and talk to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Yeah, if you see a police car going down the road and it's headed towards the police station, and that's where the cops are plotting drug raids, and that's where the cops are holed up, and where they're plotting to go out and violate people's rights, then there's nothing wrong with just blasting them away, because they're on the way to a property that the cops are using, where the cops are holed up to plot violations of people's rights. And then afterwards, if you see, well, all they were doing was just driving in that direction down a road that simply abuts that property, and we don't really know that they were on their way to the police station, then you let them go after they're shot.
Thanks for the advice, Tom. I don't think I'll be taking it.
But the absurdity of it is understood, yeah.
Thanks for the call. No, sorry, not so interested in going on a cop massacre. That just doesn't seem like it's going to get anything productive done. You can't go and just attack the cops and expect anything significant to change. All that's going to change is that all of a sudden the entire police force
will be
after you. They'll be looking for you, and they will want blood.
And you know, I got to say, on this thing with the Browns, I'm very impressed that people are still going over there to try to stick up for the Browns after the Browns, particularly Ed, has consistently acted so paranoid and so defensive in so many ways that he's driven away a lot of people.
Yeah, I'd be paranoid too if I was Ed Brown.
Yeah, that's a good point. Excellent.
Anyway, don't take Tom's advice. 800-259-9231. We don't recommend violence. I think all of this can be solved with nonviolent approaches, and Lauren Canario is an excellent example and her techniques of great nonviolent effective approaches.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is in here with you.
And Gart.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. A broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for you for free at freetalklive.com.
Do you have questions about the liquidity crisis, the China option, and the Fed chairman's unenviable choice between hyperinflation or the deflationary implosion followed by hyperinflation? You would guess that, though, wouldn't you, Gardner? Visit d2z.org or contact Troy at d2z.org.
I think Gardner just snorted.
I think he said like he's having a fit. I didn't realize the deflationary implosion followed by a hyperinflation was such a funny line.
It's like that line you gave before. I wish the anarchists would just leave me alone. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Ms. Lauren Canario.
Speaking of the anarchists who won't leave me alone.
There you go. Lauren is on the line with us on the amplifier line. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Lauren. Well, we're doing well. We, of course, were just talking about your adventures in the world of the federal government, I guess, arresting you for nothing.
Yeah, Lauren, weekend. Are you like Maxwell Smart? Those doors at the end of the show just opening up for you? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's what it was like. It was really weird. They just, you know, stood back and, like, watched me and walked backwards as I was approaching them, and then they opened the doors and let me out.
What do you think they were, I mean, what was their reasoning for letting you out so quickly?
I don't know. I was thinking they didn't have a case. It could be because they didn't like the way I was, they had to drag me everywhere. I don't know for sure.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Now, just, I mean, on a totally unrelated topic, you probably just heard the phone call from Tom in New Hampshire. And, of course, everybody that listens to the show knows that Tom likes to get on and advocate killing cops, which, of course, is 180 degrees away from your tactics. Mm-hmm. You use total nonviolence. You don't resist the police. But, I mean, how would you describe how you handle police encounters?
I guess just non-cooperation.
And what does that mean for people that have never heard of Lauren Canario and non-cooperation? What does that translate to?
Oh, they ask you to, you know, hold out your hands so I can put handcuffs on them. I'm going, I don't think so. And I just
why would I do that?
Yeah.
Now, did they actually have to get another pair of handcuffs for you this time out?
No, they had small enough ones this time.
Oh, so they were prepared.
They came
for
ready
you.
For you.
Excellent. All right, so guys, you've got Lauren Canario on the line. It's an opportunity to ask her questions. If you had anything at all, this would be a good chance.
Yeah, Lauren, I was wondering, it seems like they knew about you because they had seen you on YouTube. Is that right? I mean, they knew that you had an ability to wriggle out of handcuffs, right?
That's the only place I've ever mentioned it. Yeah, it was on the YouTube video.
Right, and who said that? Was that one of the federal marshals?
He was behind me, so I couldn't see.
You couldn't tell, right.
It was one of the federal guys.
Now, had you indicated to any of these people your destination when you were walking?
I didn't answer any questions, or they didn't ask me any either.
Right.
Now, hold on a second. Before that, though, you guys were pulled over on the side of the road. Now, did you not tell them at that point that you were going to see the Browns?
No, well, I never told the feds. They never asked me any questions. I never answered any questions.
Smart, right.
But wait a minute, wait. Was it Jim, your husband, that told them you were going to see the Browns? Because they pulled you over on the side. There was a roadblock, and
yeah,
you guys attempted to go through, and they stopped you and asked for papers. What was? Did they ask you at that point, or was it Jim that answered?
The first thing they asked you at the road point, or the roadblock, was where are you going? And Jim said, we're going out to the Ed and Lane's place.
I see.
Mm. All right. So let's see now. When they had stopped you at the roadblock, was those the same people?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So you're walking along the road, and they're making an assumption that you're going to be walking towards Ed and Elaine's place.
Yeah.
Okay. And
although I have free will, and I could have walked, and changed my mind and came back before I actually
absolutely.
Did anything.
Absolutely right.
And you certainly could have, but then you would have had to have been on a free road, and at that time the feds had taken the road as their property, which is just bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you weren't the only casualty that particular day. Russell and Kat Canning had their car stolen by the feds that very same afternoon, which I was informed, I was looking at the thread on NHFree.com. Apparently, they've gotten their car back.
Really?
Yeah. At this point.
It's great.
That's great. It sort of sounded like she stole it from the tow yard.
I don't know if she stole it from the tow yard. It sort of sounded like maybe there were some employees there that didn't really know it was supposed to stay in the tow yard or something to that effect.
Yeah, well, she got it back. That's great.
Maybe they used their persuasive powers to get
possible.
It back. Now, Lauren, what are you doing tomorrow morning in Keene, New Hampshire?
Tomorrow morning we're having a little get-together outside the Fed building, also known as the post office here. And we're just going to wave some signs and sort of... if the feds wanted to come and arrest us since we didn't get to our court thing today.
Right, because it's been about a month now since you and Kat were both arrested inside of the IRS office here in Keene. They slapped you with a $100 fine with a $25 fee on top of the $100 fine. It's like a processing fee, so it's really a $125 fine.
Yeah.
And, of course, you guys aren't interested in paying the fine, nor are you interested in showing up in court. Do you even know when your court date was supposed to be for that?
It was supposed to be today, I think.
Okay. So then in that case, then you've got a situation where both of the outlaws, Lauren and Kat, will be
very
showing
dangerous.
Up at the scene of the crime, and they have not shown up in court. So, is it safe to say that they want you? Are you wanted? Is there a warrant out for your arrest at this point?
I heard rumors that someone looked and there is no warrant, but you never know. They could be behind on their paperwork.
Right. So basically, I mean, if they want to get you, they probably know right where you're going to be because we know that the feds are constantly monitoring NHFree.com and the forums there. So if they want to make a move on you, they very well could do it tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
All right. I guess the pressure's on, and we'll see what happens at that point, though. But it's not like they don't know where you live, right? I mean, they could probably follow you to your house and get you there and avoid all the cameras and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not trying to avoid them or anything.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. Lauren, anything else you wanted to touch on while we're here?
Yeah, Tom from New Hampshire. I like him when he calls up. He's always a spunky guy, but always interested in killing police. But I can't say that I haven't thought of the same thing in great detail, but... You know, I really wouldn't want to live in a world like that where you were killing people to get your way.
It's true, and it's just so much more powerful when you can approach things from a nonviolent perspective, as you do, and when people look at that, they can see, wow, she's not dangerous at all. Why are you treating her like this? Why are you behaving in this way? And also, escalating to violence just simply puts you on the same level as them. It makes you just as low as they are. I think that that we rise above them by being nonviolent, and I think that it's far more effective that way. And as I said before, plus then the cops, you know, if you're nonviolent with them, then they let you out like they did with you. But if you're violent with the cops, you might as well just be, you might as well just be signing a death wish.
Right.
Lauren, it's awesome talking to you as always, and well, I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Alrighty.
Thanks for the call.
See you, Lauren.
800-259-9231. Continuing with the phone calls, Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula in Florida, going once.
Yeah, hi, hon. It just came across out of the House. There's a bill coming. They're getting together. We're getting out of Iraq, period. They said they're tired of GW's crap.
Oh, what a load. Come on. Now that's not going to happen.
Yep. They've already started. And they said they are tired of his games he's playing.
Now, wait a minute. Is this for real? Are you joking?
Yes, it's on right now.
Did you get this off of your fax machine?
No, it is on TV.
All right. What's this about? She's saying there's a bill now in the House to pull out of Iraq.
Yep.
Which, if that's true, then that's great news, and we will look into it. And if it's true, we'll
yeah, Woolsey is the one that brought this, bringing it.
Whoever that is, I presume that's some
representative. She's a Democratic representative.
All right. Well, thanks for the alert, Paula. Anything else on your mind?
Okay, hon. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't think Paula has ever hung up on us before.
She's tired of your crap.
Let's talk to Wallbound in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gard and Mark.
Gentlemen, how are we going?
What's on your mind, Wallbound?
Two questions or 2 points that I'd like to make. You had a guy call in the other night or 2 nights ago. His name was Tony. He had a family member who went to Iraq,
believed
all the propaganda and everything. I'd like to ask one simple question. With the exception of the Soviet Union and the United States, how many other countries own nuclear weapons?
There's like 40 of them. Yeah, there's a few.
Few of them, right?
Yeah, a few dozen.
All right. Well, we go into Iraq for the purpose of searching for weapons of mass murder or mass destruction, correct?
Yeah.
Where the hell is the people coming in on us for the same damn thing?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, if it's bad to have...
I mean, come on, seriously. We're going to go to war...
That's a brilliant
weapons
question.
...of mass destruction, and it's in our arsenal alone, we have at least 1,000 nukes.
More on the way. Hang on, Walbound. I know you had something else. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Garn.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so do enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head on over to freetalklive.com and maybe buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Go to store.freetalklive.com, and we've got everything from Free Talk Live t-shirts to Free Talk Live hoodies. We've got the bottle lighter opener, the lighter bottle opener combo, and Gardner Goldsmith was modeling our Free Talk Live beanie cap here earlier tonight.
Check it out online.
He just shaved his head, and it's cold.
That's right. It is. I got a headache because of it.
Does that beanie cap work, Gardner? Does it get warm?
Okay, it works beautifully. That's actually one of the thicker ones I've had on.
Because we want form, and we want function here on Free Talk Live. Anyway, you're going to like the products. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to place your order. That's store.freetalklive.com. Back to Wallbound in North Carolina. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
All right, what was your other point?
I wanted to get off. So I made my point with the weapons of mass destruction.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think I have to go any further on that. Nope. If everybody's ignorant and can't figure it out, then I'm not going to draw my picture on it.
There you go.
All right, second point, and I'll make this quick. You talked about a four-year-old child severed in half by two police officers.
That's right. The cops were out of control. One police officer ran into another police officer's car. A little boy was caught in the middle and killed.
Oh. All right. Now, here's my problem I have with that situation. You stated that the officers wasn't got any reprimands and that the city or the state or whatever was going to pay for the funeral.
Yeah.
That's correct?
I'm sure they reprimanded the officers, but they're not fired or anything like that.
Well, see, here's the problem I have with that situation. At the very, very least, the person that was driving the vehicle that actually failed to slow to observe other pigs is responsible for the death of that child. All right. At the very least, he should be charged with negligent homicide.
Yeah, but he's a cop.
If I had
so
my way about it, I would have him charged with vehicular homicide.
Usually, I don't care what action of
his duty that he was in the process of doing, he failed to slow for other pigs.
Well, I would say that it's as far as vehicular homicide goes, usually that is reserved for drunk driving.
Could very well have been manslaughter, though.
I'm sorry, but I have a buddy in prison right now who's doing three-term life sentences, and he had no drugs, no alcohol, anything in his system, and he hit and killed three people in a van, and he was charged with three counts of vehicular homicide.
Mm. Yeah, it's just a different...
Why aren't they being charged?
Because they're the cops, and they're better than everyone else, apparently.
Well, I would like to take the Lauren Canario status on this. You know, but the more and more I sit back and listen and see every day in and day out, someone shot, someone killed, 92-year-old woman has drugs placed on her and shot. You know, I see that every day. And we're going to do 180 degrees again because after the Lauren Canario stuff if it doesn't work, then you've got to go back to Tom.
You've got to do something. There's got to be a middle path somewhere. If civil disobedience is going to work in some situations, which is great, I applaud Lauren. I really do. I'd have walked out of that car and walked right down that street, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, you've got to turn that 180 degrees. When something doesn't work, it's the definition of Einstein. If you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and you're expecting a different result, then you're insane.
I agree with that. And I think that Lauren's approach is working. It's just that the only problem is there's only one Lauren.
Lauren Canario. Yeah, that's
you know,
it.
We need more people to adopt that mentality. We need more people to take on that approach. We need the civil disobedience to be much larger. You know, right now we've got people like Lauren and Russell. They're going at it alone, or maybe two people at most. What happens when it's 10? What happens when it's 50? What happens when it's 100 people who all adopt that same nonviolent, non-cooperation mode? Where if they're getting arrested, they don't help the police. They don't stand up when they're ordered to stand. The police have to pick them up and carry them. Can they handle that with 100 protesters? I don't think so. So really, it's a matter of numbers. It's a matter of getting those activists all into the same place, and that's what the Free State Project is all about. Now, the Free State Project is about moving liberty lovers to New Hampshire. Inevitably, that means the political crowd's going to come here too, and so when the civil disobedience points out something that's wrong with the system, then hopefully the political guys can go and change the system to maybe make it better. But you're right, Wallbound. If none of this works, if 100 people get in there and 100 people get arrested and they you know, tow them all off and put them in jail cells and they don't let them out, and then, you know, if the political guys aren't getting anywhere and the feds crack down on the streets and there are roadblocks everywhere and they're checking papers, there is a certain point where the line in the sand will be crossed.
But I think that's a few years from now.
We're far away from that at this point. But where that point's going to be is hard to say. It's not here yet. And until that point gets here, I think nonviolent solutions are the answer. Wallbound, final thoughts?
Yeah. I would like to make a policy statement, and it's towards the unified health care. If you're going to rob Peter to pay Paul for John's debt, you're a socialist.
You got that right.
Thank you for the call, Wallbound. Appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. By the way, I was looking on Drudge Report for this bill that Paul is talking about. Have you seen anything yet, Mark?
I have Drudge open, too, and there are no updates on it.
She must have the the Paula report, where she gets everything in like 2 hours before it hits Drudge.
Well, she may very well. Now, speaking of the political folks from the Free State Project doing their thing, I was out yesterday at the Manchester Republican Party's straw poll.
Oh, you went to that?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
It was like a big Ron Paul thing, right?
That's all it was. there were a handful of people running around with stickers from other candidates on.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's all. Really,
a handful.
Six, seven, eight, maybe.
Right. I heard Ron Paul had over 100 votes, and the next runner-up was Fred Thompson with 17.
That's correct.
Right.
Wow. So it was a landslide for Ron Paul. He even won the kids' vote.
That's great.
Now, so it was a really great party, too. They had music going on. It was fun. I wonder whether the Republican parties around the nation are thinking to themselves, this is a great fundraising, this straw poll thing. We can get all the Ron Paulies to come out and buy our $10 hot dogs.
Well, that is what happened. We won't send our guys out there, and we'll be getting all our money from the Ron Paul people.
Well, that is what happened, yes.
That is fascinating.
But it's
any
nice
interesting conversations, or I mean, did anything worth talking about happen besides Ron Paul winning?
I met a lot of listeners.
That's good. Excellent.
And of course, once more, the Ron Paul straw poll victory gets virtually no national press coverage in the pop media in any way.
I don't know if I would cover that. Honestly,
the
press.
Yeah,
I mean, really, that straw poll. I it's the first straw poll I've been to. I'm not saying Iowa was the same. Iowa was the same. I'm certain it wasn't. But you know, maybe there were 150 people.
Well,
there.
They haven't seen fit to cover any of the straw polls 200? Except for the ones where he's lost. So they covered the Iowa one. They covered a different one. But I mean, they pretty much have kept quiet about the ones he's come in first or second place in. So, I mean, they've been trying their best to shut him out, and it's just not working for them.
What do you guys think? I was fascinated. Ron Paul was on with Bill O'Reilly on his TV show
on
Fox. Yeah,
I saw that.
Bill O'Reilly. You saw that?
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what do you think about this? Because I think Ron Paul makes so many great points, and then he's going up against O'Reilly, where O'Reilly, of course, doesn't let him talk. He interrupts him, and Ron's trying to say, will you let me finish, please?
Yes, he did.
And there were some points about Iran that I think are quite interesting. And I've pointed out to some of the people who listen to my program, I say, look, you know, if you're in Israel and you want government against government, the Israeli government is, and the Israeli people actually are justified in self-defense now against the government of Iran, because the government of Iran has said that they will wipe Israel off the map. Israel won't stand. They haven't made those explicit types of threats against the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hear all these stories about Iran wanting to develop a nuclear weapon. And they're getting centrifuges, 3,000 centrifuges. They're working underground. They're getting things from Russia and from North Korea and so on and so forth. All the people who love to deal in geopolitics are following this very closely. And they don't present questions such as were brought up just a few minutes ago, which is, you know, if we were sending weapons inspectors into Iraq because we were worried about weapons of mass destruction, how come they're not in here worried about weapons of mass destruction, which I think puts the shoe on another foot. But Ron Paul was saying he doesn't think that Iran is much of a threat, and he doesn't think that Iran is going to develop a nuclear weapon within 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to disagree within the time frame. I think they'll probably have one within a couple of years. The question is, are they a threat to the United States government and the people who are living under it? And how does one respond given that sort of a situation where we have government pitted against government? The people of Iran, obviously, the majority of the people in Iran have no qualms with the United States, and, you know,
sure,
virtually anyway, except maybe our intervention in the Middle East. So we say, how do we handle this sort of thing? This is a very, very big problem.
Get the
do
hell
we,
out.
Yeah. Well,
you pulled the troops
that's
on.
What Ron Paul says, you know, get the guys out of Iraq and don't attack Iran. That's exactly what they want us to do. It will embolden Ahmadinejad and his supporters there.
Sure.
And it will turn the people towards Ahmadinejad.
Well, right. And most Iranians, the young people, want very much to be westernized.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they, you know, the government itself is it doesn't do a very good job of representing its people.
The only pro-freedom solution is to bring the troops home from all over the world, shut down those military bases, and show the world that America has turned over a new leaf. We are once again a neutral country. We will no longer support any of the old alliances that we've signed, and we're going to keep to ourselves, and we'll do business with the rest of the world, but fight with them? No thanks. No need for any of that anymore. More on the way. Hour 2 is coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Liberty. Self-ownership. The nature of government. Libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why